Perakei Mishnah Dalid, Asara Nisyonos Nisnase Avram Avinu Ve'amad Bekulam. Avram Avinu, our forefather, was subjected to 10 trials, each of which he passed with flying colors. The Mishnah teaches, Lahodia kama chibaso shel Avram Avinu, that the purpose and point of our knowledge and understanding of these 10 tests which Avram Avinu passed is to tell us and to recognize and to allow us to acknowledge how beloved Avram Avinu was to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the respect that he went such lengths to pass each of these 10 tests. The Ruach Chaim, Rav Chaim Yevolozhin, in his commentary Maseches Avos, on this Mishnah asks the question, if you look how Avram is referred to in this Mishnah, Mishnah Dal, he's referred to as Avraham Avinu, twice. Asara Nisyonus Nisnase Avraham Avinu, Avram our forefather. Lahodia Kamachi Basar Shel Avraham Avinu. Thus Avram is given the title Avram our forefather. Asks the Ruach Chaim, Rav Chaim Yevolozhin, if you look back in the last Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah says, Asara Doros Minorach v'ad Avraham. There are 10 generations between Noach and Avraham. Asks Rav Chaim Yevolozhin, why in this Mishnah, Mishnah Dal, is Avraham referred to as Avraham Avinu, Avram our forefather? But in the previous Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel, he's only referred to as Avraham, singular, without the quote-unquote last name, surname of Avinu. The Reb Chaim Yevolozhin makes an unbelievably powerful point in this Mishnah and in his commentary, Reb Chaim, he writes as follows, and I quote, Ki kama midos shatzadik tarach v'yogel ha-sigam, that the extent that Avram Avinu went, that he pushed himself with incredible mesiras nefesh and self-sacrifice to pass each of these 10 tests, lebanav acharav hema keteva mutba, that it is now placed in the DNA, in the lifeline, in the blood of every Jew to be able to pass these tests. Thus, his name is Avraham Avinu, because just like a father passes on certain traits, characteristics, the DNA and the essence from father to son, from parent to child, and the child almost automatically through osmosis is able to pick up on those midos of the parent, that's who Avram Avinu is for us. Avinu is our father. And therefore the trials and tribulations, the tests and the incredible self-sacrifice that Avram showed, exemplified and experienced and passed, that now is part and parcel of the Jew to be able to pass each complicated test that we are faced with nationally, communally, and individually with flying colors. And continues Reb Chaim Yevolozhin, b'ktsas yegia yagil hazeh, if we only try just a little bit, we put a little bit of effort, says Reb Chaim Yevolozhin, we also can pass the tests that Avram passed. And Reb Chaim Yevolozhin gives three examples. K'moshnira b'chush, we see with our own eyes, Shirabim me'am me'aretz me'yudim, many simple Jews, Mosrim es atzmam al kiddush Hashem, they're willing to give their lives al kiddush Hashem, to sacrifice their physical lives, to go to their deaths. How could it be that a simple Jew is able to go through that? We've seen it throughout our history, the Crusades, the Inquisition, the Holocaust, terrorist attacks in Israel. A Jew is Moser Nefesh al kiddush Hashem. How is it possible that a simple Jew can do that? Says Reb Chaim Yevolozhin, "Humutba banu mi'avinu Avram. It's in our blood. It's in our day from our father Avram. Avram Avinu. Shemaser nafsholi or kastim al minraso. Avram Avinu was willing to be thrown into the furnace. Al kiddush Hashem, not to be over about Azara. And therefore, for time immemorial, that also exists in each and every single Jew. The ability to be moser nefesh, to give our lives when it comes." Furthermore, continues Reb Chaim Yevolozhin, we see throughout the ages, throughout our history, in the early years, in the 1500s, the 1600s, the 1700s, says Reb Chaim Yevolozhin, he's talking in his own time. His orus laudem pisom leilech leretz hakodesh. How could it be that a Jew living comfortably in Eastern Europe, throughout Europe, is able all of a sudden to be inspired to go to Palestine, to Israel? There's nothing there, farmland, desert, nothing, no roads. It's because Avram Avinu also had the koach and the ability to be able to do that as well. The first of the 10 tests. And if Avram Avinu was able to do that, we too can do the same thing. And finally, continues Reb Chaim Yevolozhin, v'kabolas kol de'avdin mishmai letav, that we, Jews, are able to accept everything that Hashem sends to us, kol man de'avid rachmana letav avid, everything that God sends to us, even when it's difficult, painful, challenging. We say it's for the best. How could it be? How do we have that strength and that energy? Minisoyon harav, the same way that Avraham Avinu was tested with a terrible famine. Shelo hirher achar midos Hashem Yisbarach. He never questioned the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he also had the ability, the wherewithal, the fortitude to be able to push further and to get past it. So thus, Rabbi Chaim Yivalazhin leaves us with a very critical lesson that we are children of our father. And that's why he's referred to in this mission as Avraham Avinu. Because just like Avraham passed so many tests with incredible energy, exhilaration, enthusiasm, they were difficult, they were challenging. We too can do that because it's in our blood, it's in our DNA, it's part of us. He's our father, we are his children, and we can also succeed. Therefore, Avraham is titled Avraham Avinu. But he's not just referred to as Avraham Avinu. He's actually also referred by the Navi Yeshayahu, as we mentioned yesterday, Avraham Ohavi, Avraham my beloved. Avraham has a second title, a second approach in his attitude and in terms of his relationship with Hashem. He loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's so passionate about Hashem. He speaks about Hashem. He shares the beauty of God and God's Torah and monotheism with the world. And thus we too also have that ability that we can be Ohavei Hashem. We could be lovers of God in our personal relationship with Hashem, in our relationship with Hashem in Chodesh Elul, as we pine closer of Ani, Lidodi, Vidodi Li, I am to my beloved and my beloved is to me. That's Chodesh Elul. That's the Mid of Avraham. And finally, Avraham Avinu has a third title. Not only Avraham Avinu, not only Avraham Ohavi, but Avraham HaIvri, Avraham from the Eiver Hanar, Avraham from the other bank of the river. And Chazal explained, why is he called Avraham HaIvri? Kol ha'olam kulo yoshvim be'ever echad, ve'avram be'ever acher. When the entire world lived a life of avodah zarah, of idol worship, Avraham Avinu saw everybody on one side of the river, and he was be'ever acher. He was willing to be on the other side, and the other bank of the river. Because Avraham Avinu understood that you don't just go with the flow. You don't just follow the masses. But rather, you're willing to challenge the baseline. You're willing to look further. And that's another midah that every Jew has implanted in him that exists from our forefather Avraham, that we too can challenge the baseline, that we too can be different. We don't have to simply go with the flow, but we also have the ability to push ourselves and be be'ever achar and be on the other side of the river. Thus Avraham Avinu leaves with us the essence of Avinu, of a father, of the ability to pass, to push, and to fulfill many of the challenges that face us individually, familially, communally, nationally, internationally. That's who Klal Yisrael is. That's what we can do. We able, and we have the strength, the koach, the energy to pass tests with flying colors. Anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends our way, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that we can pass it. And therefore, the word used in this mission, Nisayon, comes from the word nes, miracle. Because every test that's brought your way is really a miracle that you're able to pass it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the ability to pass a nisayon because it's a miracle that Hashem says, I'm able. You can do it. I'm giving you the energy, the wherewithal to do it. And therefore, nisayon also comes from the word nes, not just miracle, but nes is a flag which flies high. Because when we pass a nisayon, it's a nes, it's another flag, it's another bumper sticker in our life. We've had the ability to pass one test. It's a miracle. Hang that flag. Put it high. Raise it. Be proud that you have done it. That's Avraham Avinu. But it's also Avraham Ohavi, Avraham, my beloved, because we also can have a deep, meaningful, loving relationship with Hashem. Just like Avraham did and Avraham taught it to the world, we too can do that the same. And finally, of course, Avraham HaIvri, the ability to be different, to fight, not to follow what everybody else does, but to carve our own path, to find our own way, and to shoot for the stars in all of the abilities, characteristic traits, and the abilities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. May we live up to our, in our lives, to our forefather Avraham, to be Zocha, to be the children of Avraham, and to continue following the path that Avraham has carved out for us. It's within our worldview, it's within our ability to do so. Let's do it. Let's continue to fight further, to push forward, and to be like Avraham.